Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So let me, I've got a couple of things here for you. Let me just go through. I'm going to bring a different perspective to this. We have the banking crisis. They say it's fine. It's just beginning. We had the Saudis and Brazil and China enter a deal to where the petrodollar is over. Brazil and China are going to trade in their own currency. That's the beginning of the end of our currency. That means a dollar collapse. That yes. means we become Venezuela. We will have war with China. We will have war with Russia and Iran. We have the restrict bill. We have social media and our NSA and everybody else in bed with each other silencing people. We, of course, have the raccoon dogs, which we all know is bullcrap. And now this week we have a new gun grab that they're trying to do. Biden and his family taking money from the Chinese. What do you think this Donald Trump thing is really all about? The America that we knew, the fundamental transformation that started in 2008 is finished. We are no longer viewed as a superpower. We are now an elderly, we're Joe Biden just walking into the twilight. What this is all about, I believe, is trying to inflame this country. They've wanted violence from the right from the beginning. They can't wait it. They need it. Because if we strike out, look at January 6th, the day they're letting the shaman out of prison because it was all trumped up. Thank you, Tucker Carlson, for revealing this. The day they're letting him out, they do this to Donald Trump. They want you to strike out. Why? Because then they can close the cage. I'm going to make another prediction for you, Tucker. You said I got it right. Well, everything I've been talking about since 08, this is the time. I'm going to make a prediction. By 2025, we are going to be at war. We are going to have a new dollar, a currency that probably is coming from the central bank. We'll have a currency collapse. And we will live in a virtual police state. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people. It's not far off. The Bill of Rights is gone. Nobody is paying attention. Where are the Republicans? Where are the decent Democrats that can see this is insanity? Donald Trump, the reason why this is going to help Donald Trump, and that's why I don't think they're doing it so he can't run. They're doing it because they want people to strike out. Please turn to God, repent, pray for our country, pray for peace. Put on the full armor of God. But here's what's really what they miss. Donald Trump is not even a person anymore. He is a symbol. He is a symbol of the average everyday guy that keeps getting screwed every single time. Watches other people screw up big banks, screw up their companies, and get away with it. They see people all the time doing stuff that they know if they did, they'd be in prison for 20 years. But because they're not part of the elite, they get away with it. Donald Trump has taken arrow after arrow, and that's why this is the way the average American feels tonight.
Yeah.
I hope that there's a few Democrats out there. But this guy has been taking the bullets for the average person now for years. And people on the right
now,
feel
folks,
like he's
listening
the
to
only
this thinking,
guy that really
well, that's odds.
What the people...
Everything Glenn Beck and Tucker Carlson are talking about is exactly what InfoWars has been saying for years. Well, this is good news. This is good news. This means the awakening is on. And there's no putting the genie back in the bottle at this point. Everybody's seeing how corrupt the establishment is. Everybody's seeing how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. And everybody knows, whether they like Donald Trump or not, that it's not Trump that's the criminal out of Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
It's hard to get a true reading, a true measurement of where the awakening is at. We each kind of have our own little experiences day by day. Maybe it's a conversation that you overheard, or maybe it's a conversation that you had, or maybe it's somebody that previously would not have agreed with some of the things you believed or your worldview or your politics. Now they're like, hey, you were right, or something has happened to them that's led them to the conclusion that, wait a second, not everything is as it seems. Maybe it's this treatment of Donald Trump. But it's definitely on. And, I mean, the max temperature is, obviously, Nuremberg trials. The big bankers, central bankers, are the ones that get investigated for the money laundering and the Ponzi schemes. The military-industrial complex gets investigated for their war crimes, crimes against humanity. The dirty scientists like Anthony Fauci get investigated in Nuremberg trials that set new precedents for the future. That's like max temperature. And so we're not obviously anywhere near that. But the temperature for the awakening is definitely going up fast. More and more people understand the world is not what it seems, and they don't believe what they're seeing in front of them on the television like they might have in the past. And I think their one big test is going to be if they can sell to the American people this war in Ukraine. And so far, it's failing. Now, I've got Trump news. We had the trans weekend of vengeance that just got completely out of control. I mean, who could have predicted, guys, riddle me this, who could have predicted that men that dress up as women that have now been given the green light to go out and commit acts of violence and you'll be forgiven, you'll be the victim. Who could have thought that that would have resulted in violent behavior? Man, I just wish somehow we could have seen that one coming. So we'll cover that. I've got other news as well when it comes to the vaccine. But there's no doubt the awakening is on. And it's kind of eerie from your standpoint, from our standpoint, to tune in to normal channels or to plug into the internet or to overhear conversations, that it's like, yeah, that's been going on for 10 years, or yeah, that's old news, or yeah, duh, I already knew that. And, you know, that's kind of our pride, kind of our frustration and stubbornness and lack of patience. Believe me, I'm guilty of it. But that is just the awakening that's happening. I mean, I'm overhearing conversations that are just everywhere I go. whether it's out at a restaurant, whether it's out at a ball game, whether it's at the gym playing basketball. It's like, hey, you know, I had another friend that just had another vaccine side effect. Man, you know, we're having a tough time right now. I don't know how we're going to pay the bills. Once Biden got elected, it's been real tough. Why are we giving money to Ukraine? I can't even drive down the street without hitting a pothole. Like, oh, yeah. Starting to think. And imagine the symbolism. And look, I like Glenn Beck. I don't have a problem with Glenn Beck. But as Glenn Beck is making the point about Trump being a symbol, which I think Beck is right about, he's very eloquent. That's why he's successful. But imagine the symbolism of Glenn Beck in 2016, probably like April 2016. I mean, guys, find me the exact time if you could, when Glenn Beck smashed his face into a bowl of crunched up Cheetos to make fun of Donald Trump in a bit because he was anti-Trump at the time, along with a lot of the conservative establishment. So you're talking about Glenn Beck going from anti-Trump, probably maybe even anti-Alex Jones at the time. Now he writes the book called The Great Reset. Well, I wonder who wrote that book. But no, it's Glenn Beck going from smashing Cheetos on his face to do the orange face to make fun of Donald Trump in 2016. I'm thinking that was in April. I mean, that would be, it was in April? So it was April 2016 to April 2023. So Glenn Beck, April 2016, smashes face into a bowl of Cheetos to make fun of Donald Trump. Glenn Beck, April 2023, goes on air and correctly explains the phenomenon that now is Donald Trump politically and why he's popular and why Glenn Beck supports him. So there's a measurement for you. There's a temperature reading. There's a gauge for you right there. Where is the awakening at? And Alex Jones, who I'm filling in for this evening, always talks about how he himself is a bit of a buoy of the awakening. I experience a little of this myself, not obviously the Alex Jones level, but it's like, yeah, I've gone around with Alex. I've traveled with Alex. I've gone out to dinner. I can see the reactions. But the awakening is definitely on. Now, what does this look like as far as, I don't know, because the empire is striking back, there's no doubt, and they're big push right now, and I'm afraid that they've made up their minds. They're really going to commit to a war against Russia, which is not going to end up being a war against Russia. It's going to end up being a war against, I mean, I looked at the geopolitical chessboard in my head, and if the U.S. really commits to going to war with Russia in Ukraine, and, I mean, really commits, I don't see where the U.S. goes from there. Because I don't know who we even have as allies anymore if we do that. Do you really think these European countries, do you really think half of these NATO countries are going to back the U.S. in a war against Russia in Ukraine? No, they're not. Do you think Japan is going to back the U.S. in a war against Russia in Ukraine? No, Japan is trying to figure out how to make sure its population doesn't collapse. What about Saudi Arabia? No, they're not too fond of Joe Biden, and now they're cutting deals with the Chinese. Yeah. What about Russia? Oh, wait, sorry. Of course not. Wouldn't want that. What about Brazil? Oh, no, they're making deals with the Chinese and the Russians and the Saudi Arabians. Where does the U.S. go? What about India? No, India's in BRICS. Maybe Great Britain? I don't know. Maybe the Brits. They might be woke enough to fight for Ukraine. No, I don't see where the U.S. goes. I don't. But that's what makes it so scary, is that that's how desperate they may be. And why am I saying this? Because sometimes you can get an idea of where the next big thing is by watching the weekend news. Because the globalists and their propaganda arms know when to send out their propaganda at the most efficient time. And so most Americans don't pay attention to the news, but they're home on Sundays, and Christians are home on Sundays, and they're at home, and they got the news on, and maybe that's the only time that news is ever on in their house. So their big push is, their big network news packages, their big weekend Sunday night news packages. You'll probably see more of it tonight, how bad Putin is, and how Putin is kidnapping children out of Ukraine, and now they got these projects to go try to get take these children back from Vladimir Putin, who's kidnapped them. Oh, yeah, but, you know, they cover up Epstein Island. They cover up the UN sex trafficking. But, yeah, Putin is the one. It's not like there's children in a war zone that need help. It's not like Ukraine has been a hub for sex trafficking, international trafficking. No. Putin's the bad guy. So that's why I'm concerned when they're running propaganda like that, trying to convince the American people that Putin is the bad guy to that degree. That's like they've really thought, okay, we're really thinking about going to war with Russia.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
So we got a lot of things on our plate, and the Trump indictment is obviously going to be the big story this week. And while they're, I mean, I'm not going to say that's a distraction. It is a distraction as far as, okay, are we going to cover this other stuff? But it's a real thing. It's a real dangerous thing. But we're not going to spend all of our time on that tonight because we're going to be majorly focused on that, obviously, this week. And then Tuesday is the big day, if you will, but it's the top story, and it's the top story on Drudge. But I noticed, and it's still the early evening here in Austin, Texas, so we haven't seen the final weekend news pieces, but from what I've seen so far this weekend, the big news push, the big packages, The uniform message was not Donald Trump. Now, granted, Trump is always on the bottom line, and they're always, you know, Trump, putting it in your ear. But the big news push this weekend from the networks was anti-Putin, anti-Russia propaganda. That was their big push. And it was kind of, I mean, it wasn't really reading the room right. That's not what the American people are thinking about. So the fact that they're pushing that out on the network news tells me they got something planned, or they're trying to find out, can we convince the American people that Putin is so bad that we have to go to war with Russia and Ukraine? And we tend to forget, because we're over here in the Western Hemisphere, we're over here in the United States of America, and so we tend to forget that there's a real war going on. And while the American people are wearing their Ukraine flag pins and having their Ukraine flags in their yards and putting the Ukraine flag on their Twitter profile, and then they go to brunch, and they have themselves some wine. No, there's actually people dying. There's a real war going on. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that they tried to assassinate a Russian journalist, and so that failed, and they ended up killing his daughter. And now, blast in St. Petersburg kills prominent Russian military blogger, injures 19. What do you think? Who did that? An explosion rocked a cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia on Sunday, killing one and leaving 19 people injured, according to authorities. Who would put all those lives at risk just to kill one person? Or I'm sure it was an accident. Just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. They're saying nobody knows what happened. It's unknown. The person killed was reportedly Russian military blogger Vladlen Tatarsky, who rose to prominence reporting on the situation in Donbass after joining the local militias in wake of the Soros-backed Maidan coup in Kiev in 2014. He had over 500,000 followers on Telegram. Well, if you're getting ready to launch a major war, you don't want someone out there reporting the facts. Or is that just another coincidence? But see, that's somebody who didn't think he was in a war zone sitting on a bomb in a cafe like it's a James Bond movie and 19 other people injured, luckily no one else dead. But that's not even counting the hundreds of thousands that are actually dying in the war, mostly Ukrainian civilians and soldiers. And so that's why when I went out in the truck, even though I don't support the war, I want nothing to do with it. Let Russia and Ukraine figure it out, but or I guess China now at this point. China will figure it out. And then maybe the American people will figure it out that it's been Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Western politicians manipulating Ukraine and running Ukraine like a vassal state, and NATO using it as a geopolitical pivot point to basically just give Russia the middle finger. Zelensky government demands Orthodox Church leader put under house arrest. Yes, any Russian Orthodox churches in Ukraine are being shut down. Any media that is against the war is getting shut down. Any media that suggests Putin might not be so bad is getting shut down. And so this is when, you know, the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, would step in and try to make a peace deal, try to stop the slaughter. But Joe Biden is under his desk eating ice cream. So China moves in, Xi moves in. The Chinese are trying to negotiate a peace deal in the Middle East. And now the Chinese are trying to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. And the American media is silent, telling you how great Joe Biden is, even though he's got chocolate ice cream on his bib. And it's nappy time. Closer China-Saudi Arabia ties show new world is dawning. And that's like every... You listen to Putin and Xi's speeches. You don't hear them in the American media. You listen to Putin and Xi's speeches, and they're basically all saying the same thing. The age of Western dominance and influence is over. The U.S. is collapsing. They're more concerned with chopping off little boys' penises and little girls' breasts than they are with actual real policy and foreign policy and energy and all this stuff. And that's all true. And they're saying it. And they're like, we're moving on. There's a new future. And Biden goes out to an event after a mass shooting and says, I came down here for chocolate ice cream. Damn, who are those good-looking kids in the back? George Soros called for soldiers to usher in new world order. They could, you know, George Soros could build a robot, a gigantic robot in his image, and it would be him at the top, like, operating the levers and the buttons and everything, and he could, like, project his voice in, like, a hologram of his head and be like, I'm George Soros, I'm here to destroy, and he's, like, destroying the city and opening up the jails, and the media would be like, that's not George Soros. Don't be anti-Semitic. It's like this 300-foot robot. Just, I'm George Soros. Smashing. Opening up the jails, letting the criminals just pour out, the rapists wearing. I'm George Soros. And you're like, oh my God, it's George Soros. Look, there he is. And me like, no, stop it. That's not George Soros. Don't say that. Don't be an anti-Semite. That is not George. I am George Soros. Don't listen to me. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Don't believe your own lying ears. That's not George Soros. Women are not women. I don't know what a woman is, but I know a man can be one. That vaccine is safe and effective. Totally fine. Oh, that nurse that just took it on live TV, she just passed out. What's wrong with her? She'll be fine. Oh, haven't seen her since. She's fine. Everything's fine. Joe Biden is eating ice cream.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So it's being reported now that Donald Trump plans to plead not guilty. No kidding. But they're asserting now that he may not surrender on Tuesday. I'm not so sure about that, but boy, would that be the interesting standoff that we've all been thinking about that it feels like is inevitable, but what it was going to look like and how was the mystery. Would it be Donald Trump refusing to give himself over in this corrupt persecution? because this is the deep state basically making their move against the American people. I mean, this is basically the deep state seeing how far it can go. Like, can we just arrest whoever we want and they won't do anything? Looks like it. Let's go for Donald Trump then. Let's go for the one arrest that would cause more unrest than any other arrest. They weren't ever interested in Jeffrey Epstein or Maxwell or any of the sex traffickers or the pedophiles. No, but let's go after Donald Trump. Let's see if the American people will put up with that. Hell, we put their doctors in jail. We put all their people in jail, their friends, their family, their peaceful protesters, their priests. We throw them all in jail. Let's go for Donald Trump. They did nothing about that. They didn't care about that. The Republican Party doesn't do anything. So let's go after Trump. Let's see what that looks like. Would Trump refuse to surrender? What would Secret Service do in that case? I don't want to jump around here like I'm playing whack-a-mole because there's going to be all types of headlines and oh, this might happen, that might happen. The top story on Drudge, and the left is just foaming at the mouth. I mean, really, it's the Trump derangement syndrome on full display. It's the Stockholm syndrome on full display. It's quite a scene. It's quite a display. But, you know, it's odd. Well, let me cover these headlines first. Ex-Attorney General Bill Barr, Trump indictment, an abomination that makes us look like a banana republic. Well, Bill, you didn't really help. You didn't really help with that, did you? Did you, old Bill Barr? Or maybe Barr thinks he can get back into another Trump administration. That would be an embarrassment. Oh, but even Bill Barr calling it out. Alvin Bragg, soft on crime policies, scorched after Trump charges. Things have gotten progressively worse. And it's not just Alvin Bragg. This is pretty much any liberal progressive Democrat district attorney, especially the Soros ones. They will release like 50% of felons, violent criminals that get arrested. They'll release them that day. They'll allow them to get bailed out. And it's Donald Trump that they take what would be a misdemeanor if it wasn't already two legal documents proving his innocence and on the statute of limitations, the time is up. But they still go for this, and they go from a misdemeanor to a felony. So you're a felon in a liberal, progressive, Democrat district attorney's district. You're a violent criminal. You're getting released. You're going to get the nice, easy let off. You're Donald Trump. We're going to find anything we can, and we're going to bring you down. How do people not see how dangerous this is? But what is the threshold that needs to get crossed? Because I'm thinking about it today. It is just, I know the average American that is uninformed because they don't pay attention, watches their local news and watches their weekend network news and thinks it's real still. This audience, you know, you tune into the network news, the corporate news, it's probably just totally fake. Just, I mean, literally propaganda. Most people, I don't know if that's the case. They don't understand that it's fake. They really turn it on and think they're getting news and information and thinking it's informing them. They really believe that. They see, oh, Donald Trump going down. He must be bad. Oh, this is really it for Donald Trump. Wow, he really was the bad guy. Oh, geez, Putin is capturing children. Putin's really bad. Maybe we should go to war. And really, when I look at who's informed, what you really have right now is three paradigms of worldview. And that's the average American that really just doesn't pay attention, who's mostly uninformed. And then you have the liberal that thinks they pay attention because they watch the corporate news and read the New York Times, and they're misinformed. And the only people that are truly informed are either Trump voters or anti-establishment types like libertarians that just understand the basic principles of how their freedoms are being eroded. But the numbers are shifting fast. The awakening is happening fast. More people every day realize when they turn on the corporate news it's totally fake. More people know that Donald Trump is not a criminal in Washington, D.C., that Donald Trump is not the big break to stop all the corruption in this country. Give me a break. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump arrest, a dangerous turning point for America. Notice how she left the Democrat Party. She saw what was going on there. Lawyer Harmeet Dhillon, New York District Attorney, may try to put gag order on Trump to prevent him from campaigning. Roger Stone has talked about that. They did that to him. Robert Barnes has talked about that. So, boy, would that be interesting. And again, you're looking at another standoff situation. Oh, they try to gag Trump. He goes out on a campaign and talks about something he's not allowed to. Oh, are they going to come arrest him now? And you got to understand, it's... Folks, again, there's very few men that are willing to stand up to this. And one of them is named Alex Jones. And, you know, Alex never claimed to be perfect. Trump's never claimed to be perfect. He's certainly not. But if we don't support the people that are standing up to this, we're missing out. And I understand why people are mad at Trump. I understand why you might not want to vote for Trump. I understand why you might think Trump's part of the problem. But, I mean, if you can't see how he's clearly being politically persecuted because he's not controlled, that's clearly what's going on here. And he got duped. He got had. They got him. They got him on the vaccines. They got him. 100%, they got him. They got him. And so, you know, that's a mistake he made. And they got him on that. 100%. So, yeah, you know, under Trump, you might not get that issue solved and you might not get justice there because they got him on that deal, didn't they? But boy, oh boy, you know, there's about 100 other issues that he's the only guy that's going to do the right thing on. And it's pretty clear at this point they're using Trump to find out what type of a status figure, what type of a political figure, what type of a cultural leader can we just fake charges against, arrest, disappear, destroy campaign, and make sure they can't have any power or influence? And if they can do it to Donald Trump, who can't they do it to? They can do it to Alex Jones. And now notice that Fox News, I mean, what are they going to do with this Dominion lawsuit? Looks like that's going down and they're going to lose it. $1.3 billion. I mean, I guess they can afford it, but boy, there's a nice warning shot, isn't it? New York City to close streets for Trump arraignment. They're saying every police officer to be in uniform. It's going to be an absolute madhouse. And this is what the deep state wants. This is their big move. They're making their big move against Trump. They're making their big move against the American people to see how much we will put up with. And if they can arrest Trump and not let him run for president, then it's over. We'll never have another organic leader. We'll never have another guy who comes up who does what he thinks and what he wants to do. That will be it. No one else will ever stand up to these people ever again. And I get it. Because at what point do you say there's a legal strategy to be successful? But then also we have the political and cultural strategy to save the country. And there's very few that have to balance that decision every day. Alex Jones, Donald Trump.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals,
turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tomorrow, as he broke some big news, and I was actually following this story, and before, farmers were saying, no, we haven't seen the mRNA shots introduced to the cattle or to the food animal industry yet, but now it's confirmed that this is here, and Thomas Renz was breaking this yesterday. Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, and a ton of these universities, they're all talking about including mRNA vaccinations as part of the food. They're going to modify the genes of these foods to make them mRNA vaccines. And so, yeah, that sounds great, especially after this. Study, vaxxed lose 25 years of their life, government data confirms. If a 30-year-old today had three or four or five COVID shots, they can expect to live to 55 at the oldest, government data suggests. Yeah, and that's what it's like. You know, one of these things, you might be all right. But once you get to three, four, five, it's the odds are against you. Now, you think about them vaccinating the food supply. I mean, really, who controls the food controls the planet. So why do you think Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland? Why do you think they want you to eat fake meat? Which, by the way, has totally failed. I'll tell you that story. But Do you really ever think about it like that? I mean, imagine they just completely destroy the food supply, or they just completely shut down the economy. There is no food supply. Or then you have a situation where you can only eat bugs, or you can only eat their fake meat to save the planet. Well, you're going to want to have another option, aren't you? Yeah, you are. And so who knows? That might be what we end up needing the emergency food supplies for. We thought it would be like the collapse of civilization or the collapse of society or some emergency of food, you know, you might need for weather emergency or something like that. Maybe it ends up being, well, you're just not allowed to eat good food anymore. It's all fake. It's all bugs. So you're going to just eat your emergency food for your regular stuff now. Yeah, look at those buggies. Yum. That's what Bill Gates wants you to eat. Or his bladder tumor meatloaf. That'll be on shelves soon. Well, whatever the case is, you want to have emergency food supplies. And we've got them back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been out of stock for a while. And that's because we only have them for sale if they're in stock. A lot of other people will have it for sale all the time. You place an order, it just goes into a spreadsheet. And you're just on a waiting list, basically. They don't tell you that. But that's how it is with a lot of the emergency food suppliers out there. Because there's a major demand for obvious reasons. We only sell it when it's in stock. So if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the emergency food that we have right now, 1 year, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month, then it ships right then or next day, depending on what time it is. Survival essentials are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the emergency food supplies and the air filtration, the water filtration. I have all in my house, and I suggest you do the same. And when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast to keep us on the air, and we appreciate that greatly. So get your emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. And the fake meat industry is not going so well. Now, they wanted to force this. And with other such things like renewable energy, they're forcing it as well. This is their plan for the new world. They think they're so smart. By cutting off humanity and stopping carbon emissions, they think they can conquer the planet. No, not save, conquer. Understand the difference. So they plug in a bunch of this money into the fake food industry, and you get tax breaks and you get benefits and all this other stuff, just like they did with wind and solar that failed and bankrupted and crashed banks that had to get bailed out. They are doing the same thing with this fake meat. Now, they've made commitments to this. So, they don't know what to do when they roll out the fake meat and nobody wants it. They don't know what to do. When they try to get your power grid onto wind and solar, even though they've been successful in a lot of cases, I'm going to explain, but a lot of these cities, a lot of these power companies are saying, hey, look, we're all for solar and wind and whatever, but we can't power the grid with just that. We have to have coal. We have to have natural gas. You cannot shut that down, or we can't power the city. So what do they do when this plan to force us to eat the bugs and to force us to eat the meat, and we just say no? And that's basically what's happening. Market for fake food projected to hit $3 trillion. Now, this is what they tell you. Because it's all a Ponzi scheme. It's like somebody calls you and says, you got to buy this stock, this new garage door cleaner machine is going to be all the rage, you know, a garage door cleaner machine. Wow. Oh, yeah. It's projected to be a $1 trillion market, the garage door cleaning machine. Don't you want to get in on that? Buy the stocks now. They're cheap. Oh, okay. And then the garage door cleaning machine never works. Buy into the fake meat. Start a fake meat company. You'll get benefits. It's going to be a $3 trillion market. See? Look at all the stimulus. And then nobody wants it. Here were the headlines from this week. Fake meat was supposed to save the world. It became just another fad. Fake meat is bleeding money. That one's actually from February. No, these are all just the failing fake meat stories here. Beyond Meat is struggling, and the plant-based meat industry worries. Fake meat sales are plunging because of high prices and being too woke for consumers. What's gone wrong at Beyond Meat? Plant-based meat's mistake? Focusing too much on the real thing? Oh, because they were actually putting real meat in some of these. That was the problem. Says the Washington Post. No, we don't want your fake meat. We do not want your fake meat. We do not want your bugs. We're going to go ahead and just pass, actually, on that. Oh, well, you get to pass now, but soon you won't get to pass, because if you don't get your updated vaccine schedule, if you don't get your updated microchip, if you don't get the system update on your microchip, no food for you. No food for you. That's the world they want. Who would want to live like that? It's just crazy. It's absolutely nuts. You can't realize that's you becoming a slave. You're suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. But that's where we're going. But they've made these guarantees. And they plan on it by 2030, no more meat, only fake meat and bugs. And by 2030, no more coal, no more natural gas, only whatever it is that they want to run. Solar, wind, there will be nothing. It'll just be their own farms. Renewables surpass coal in U.S. electricity generation. Renewables are projected to outweigh coal electricity globally by 2027. For the first time, more electricity was generated from renewable sources in the U.S. over the course of 1 year than from coal. Now, that really means nothing, because if you really have to do a cost benefit analysis. I mean, you got to figure out, I mean, how much carbon does it, if you're really looking at the carbon emissions, how much carbon does it cost to make these things, transport these things, repair these things, replace these things, purchase natural gas and coal? And at which point you realize actually these do more harm than good if you're trying to stop carbon emissions. But it doesn't matter. They've made their plans. They've made their guarantees. They want solar. They want wind. That is basically just so you don't get energy. So it'll be the big globalist corporations and the big government corporation think tanks and everything. They'll get all the energy and they'll get all the food, and you're just going to be begging for whatever scraps are left. That is, if we're even left at all. They hit you with enough of these poison vaccines, you're dead. They hit this planet with enough of the trans kid surgeries, we're all dead. You ever think about that? What would happen if every human being took a COVID-19 vaccine or five? What would happen? What would happen if every human being got transsexual surgery? Do I really have to tell you what would happen? There'd be no more humans. Starting to feel like that's what somebody wants. Starting to feel like that's the whole agenda here. People are starting to wake up and realize we're the cattle being led to the slaughterhouse. See, you're in the future. You're in the scientific dystopia. No, it's not flying cars and free energy and meals that come in pill form. It's digital tyranny, worldwide enslavement.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.